It is the Holy Spirit aim to somewhat, I keep saying this, but somewhat bring you into a spiritual virgin territory. Things can be added to your life tonight like never before. I'm going to return back next Wednesday to what I was on last Wednesday. But I was walking and the Lord said something to me. And so in Jesus' name, you may be seated. Open your Bibles to 2 Peter. When I give you this, don't think it's just a subject because it was prophetically given to me. I was on my morning walk in front of the house and quoting 23rd Psalm, and the Lord spoke this to me. You're going to have to partake of this beyond your mind. Your soul and your senses not going to be able to handle it. It's going to have to be your spirit. Now get that now. Your soul and your senses can't go into this realm unless your spirit bring him in that realm. Okay? So this is a spiritual realm that we're about to talk about. And it will make you more happy than you ever been in your life. If you see it in your spirit, and you listening,
yes, sir.
You're gonna have to do it in your spirit. You will not be able to do it in your body. You will not be able to do it in your senses. You will not be able to do it in your soul or your mind. You can use them, but you can't do it through them. And it almost gonna sound impossible, but I lack it. And I'm gonna give you a lot of points tonight to go with it. And we'll come back to the 120 and the 80 and the long satisfied life. We've got to get back to that because I know a lot of y'all are shocked. Thought you were gonna leave here at 70. But I want you to write this down. And I want you to not fail to believe it's possible. Here it is. Living a life that cannot fail. I told you you got to get it wrong. Beyond the sense realm, beyond the soul. This is prophetically. This is, and he's going to give you some insight on it tonight. Living a life that can't fail. Now, prior to reading some more introduction to you that he gave me, you're designed by God to live out of your spirit. But you realize, and I realize, how many times we've let Satan pull us in the mind or pull us in the flesh. How many times we try to handle it in the flesh? Or try to handle it in the soul without thinking? And the only reason it's there is because you left out of the spirit. Take notes. We'll read in a minute. You have to learn just how to live this kind of life. It's not automatic. It's not an automatic life. It's not a normal church life. It's a life of the spirit. Listen very carefully. Opportunities to fail will surely come. but you don't have to accept it. Now, if you know how to shift, if you know how to shift in what we're talking about, if you know how to shift from the flesh and from the mind and from the conscience, and that you your whole life you're living it out your spirit, when the opportunity comes to fail, you need to shift on it. You recognize that I'm not in my right place. Or you can say it this way, I'm not in my right mind, because you have the capability of living in the mind of the Spirit. So he told me to tell you, you are designed not to fail. So anything that looked like a failure in your life is a lie. Proper steps will always keep you in the victory. Making proper steps in the spirit. Notice now, I'm not talking about a physical step. I'm not talking about a mental step. I'm not talking about a computer step. I'm not talking about a psychology step. I'm talking about a step in the spirit. Keep you in victory. Notice what he said. The Holy Spirit is ready to erase all your present failure. Tonight.
Yes, sir.
Do y'all think the Holy Spirit can do it?
Yes, sir.
Are you going to let him do it?
Yes, sir.
The Holy Spirit is ready to erase all your present failure and shut down the one that is trying to come. That means, my brothers and sisters, if you listen as we go to the scripture tonight, you will have no more failure. That means I can't have a failure. God can't fail. So if I'm making the right contact to the real me, which is a spirit, I can come out of anything. You say you shut down the one that's trying to come. You taking notes?
Yes, sir.
Being covered every day by the illness of God in your life. Illness. I don't know if it's a word or not. I made a word. It's illness. But it means that at all time, I'm letting God take over. Who can whip God? Every time we fail, we was on the outside. Every time we lost, we was on the outside. Every time we become discouraged about a situation, you're on the outside. God cannot be discouraged. God cannot accept our loss. And he has put the same abilities in his children. Your body is a loser. Your soul is a loser, but your spirit is a winner. And when you get your body and your soul obeying your spirit, you'll never lose again. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it feel. Come on, let me give you a few words I got to give you here. The Holy Spirit is ready to erase all your present failures. Shut down the ones that are trying to come. Being covered every day by the illness of God in your life. Remember, this is personal grace and faith. Remember, this is personal grace and faith. Remember, you got personal grace on a ship, and you got personal faith to activate your personal grace. Yeah. All right. In 2 Peter, you probably read it before, but you haven't read it that you got a life that can't fail. That's what we're talking about, right? Living a life that can't fail. 2 Peter now. Let's look at that life. Let's look at what it made up of. I'll just read the first verse because you got an apostle talking to you, Peter. And Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have what? Lack precious favor with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Then he said in the second verse, look, grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. So grace and peace multiply when you live from the inside. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
See, because you're a child of God, you have a grace and peace anointing on you. You understand? What the world can't stop, Satan can't stop, your enemy can't stop. When you function in that grace and faith in your spirit, you're unstoppable. You're unerasable. Stick with me a minute now. It's going to get thicker. Stick with me a minute. Now notice verse 3. And I want to say it now. This is the real deal of being a Christian. And the apostle wanted them to know, according as his divine power. What kind of power?
Divine.
What kind of power?
Divine.
What kind of power was that? Has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. Now he tells us how it come. Through the knowledge of him. That have called us to glory and virtue. Go to the next verse. Oh my. Whereby. Are given to us. Verse 4. Are given to us. Whereby we are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises. Now, you got a Bible, you underline that. That by these you might be partakers, underline partakers, promises, partakers, promises, partakers, precious promises, all peace, and partakers of the divine nature. The divine nature is not in your body. The divine nature is not in the soul realm. So the divine nature is not in your mind. So where you get them hurt feelings from? You hurting my feelings. What? How you letting somebody hurt your feeling? Are you living in your feeling? Your fate will override everybody who try to put you down. Whereby given to us exceeding great and precious promises that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature. How many partakers of the divine nature? What it says next then? Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And then he tell you, you read down, he'll tell you some things you got to add to your faith to be able to stay hooked up properly to the real you. Let me give you a prophetic word to go with that the Lord gave. And you can take notes as best as you can. And then someone need to hear this tonight because they need this done, what I'm about to say. Prophetically, the Lord said this. So I'm about to give you a prophecy on this message before I give you the first point. I'll shut it down if you let me. Let me use it. Any type of sickness right here tonight can be shut down. He says, I'll shut it down if you let me. I have made you to be the most powerful being on earth. Now I'm going to say something. I know I'm going to get in trouble. You've been church robbed. You need to have revelation. He said in the prophecy, nothing can stop you and nothing can hold you down. It's time for you to flow in your supernatural benefits. Stop selling for what the world is offering. Create your world by the faith and anointing I've given you. Thus said the Lord. He said that. Better, better, better. From this night forward will flow everything. I just opened a new door for you. Yielding to my spirit is the highest move you can make. Boy, watch what he says next. Man, I want you to hear this. As you do, limits are eliminated. Y'all couldn't have heard that. He's right the other night. Eliminating all limits that is trying to be put on your life by this world and by the system, they are eliminated. We must keep the veil of believing and speaking open at all times. Speaking love, power, and a sound mind. Now, I broke that down. That was a prophecy. I could have just read the whole prophecy right straight through together, but I started breaking it down. Let's go on this trip. Turn to Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Here's the point. You must release your will to his will. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, your whole life is shift in the will. Shift your whole, oh my goodness, shift your whole life in the will of God. Every day. Lord, I'm shifting my life into your will. What do you have planned? What step you want me to take? How far you want me to go? Who you want me to go with? You must release your will to his will. Isaiah 1:19. If you be willing and obedient, look what he said. You shall eat the good of the land. Give me the 20th verse. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Good God of mine. Secondly, and you know this scripture, 2 Corinthians 5:7. In order to do this, you must walk by faith. And not by sight. Don't let your sight control your life. You're going to see some things. And they're going to look like they got you. But you got to know. You can't have me. We're talking about living a life that can't fail. God gave us a life that can't fail. Because that life is full. Your life is, you hear? Your life is full of divinity. Your life is full of the supernatural. Your life is full of miracles, signs, and wonders because of who your Father is. And your brother came and deposited in your life, the Lord Jesus Christ. He came, live it, then he give it. He lived the type of life we could live, then he give it to us. Jesus ready to get up out of here. Y'all don't know that, huh? Yeah, at the cross, Jesus ready to go. Jesus will go back to heaven. It's hell on here if you don't know what you're doing. That's why pastor's trying to teach you, get the hell out of that hell. Get back on the inside. Paul, listen. Don't do all the talking. Listen, meditate. So he can give you instruction. And then to follow God's instruction, boy, I know that. You better have faith. Because he's not going to talk. He's not going to take a natural route. I bet you done missed a lot of things God wanted you to have because you're waiting on a little normal pathway, stop here, turn left here. No, he's talked different. You just got to follow him by faith. You heard what I said? You hear what I'm saying? Come on, son. You had to follow him by faith. You can't follow him by your senses. Yes, I love you too. $1,000 check. There are some places that God want to take you right now. This lesson is to let you know you haven't failed. You can turn it around. You're stronger than any problem. You're stronger than Satan. You're stronger than demons. Go on the inside. Stop consulting with your body. Stop consulting with your soul and function out of your spirit. Let your spirit tell your soul and body what's going to happen. Put that scripture back in there. 2 Corinthians 5:7. You must walk by faith. You must walk. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Now, that's so important. How many of y'all know you have dealt with something in your life and it wasn't by faith? The rest of y'all lie. I'm going to pray for y'all next week. And you prayed, but you still wasn't in faith. And you want the prayer to handle, and the prayer come back and say, I can't do nothing without faith. You ain't had no faith when you was praying. You was on the outside praying. You were looking at the problem more than you were looking at me. How many want to grow up in here? Grow in the spirit. All right, let's grow then. Knowing how to yield to the truth. Knowing how to yield to the truth. No matter what things look like. Oh, my God. Knowing how to yield to the truth, no matter what things look like. John 8:32. You know what it said. You shall know the truth. And the truth set you free. See, keep your eyes on the truth. Jesus said, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Just keep your eyes on me. Don't keep your eyes on that situation. Don't keep your eyes on that trick that's been pulled on you. You live, you're going to have some tricks pulled on you. I don't care who you think you are. You're going to have some tricks pulled on you. It got some tricky folks in this world, partner. They're trained for tricks. And you got to have revelation to see through them. So let me make that statement again now, because if you're going to have a life without failing, You got to know how to yield to the truth no matter what things look like. Now listen at this. Feeling, facts, no fear can produce failure in your life. Feeling, facts, no fear can produce failure in your faith. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. Look what he gave us though. What else? What else? Before I learned better, I ain't had no sound mind. I was out of my mind. When Satan come, you don't have a sound mind when Satan come. You don't think you can handle it. But I've seen many defeats came out by trusting God. You got to keep trusting him, you see. So no matter what things look like, what you're dealing with tonight, what have worked for you the last 14 years, it doesn't matter. Tonight you change it because you're finding out you can't fail. Now, we know this, but it's got to be in this message. You must constantly release your faith. Constantly. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is something hoped for, everything is not seen. But you must constantly release your faith all the time. This undefeatable life is a faith life. This undefeatable life, you listen to me? It's a faith life. It's not a feeling life. It's not a fact life. It's not a fear life. It's a faith life. You trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. What is it in? Lean not what? That's where the mess come in at. I can't figure it out. You don't need to figure it out. Fade it out. Faith, trust. Faith, trust. So you trust in God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What do you do? So why you didn't make it in that last situation? Now I pray in tongues. Yeah, you pray in tongues, but you didn't let him direct your path. I'm telling you tonight, just calm down, no matter what you're going through, and let God direct your path. God knows where he's going. Always. And I'm going to tell you something. He's telling me right now. And he's ready to work it out for you. Whatever it is. God is ready to work it out for you. And he's well able to work it out. Ask the Hebrew boy. Ask Daniel in the lion den. Ask Peter, who was locked up in the inner cell in jail. And an angel come got him out. Them same angels are working for you. That's why I'm preaching to you. You don't have nothing to worry about. What do you mean? You don't know what I'm going through? I said you don't have nothing. Thus said the Lord. You don't have nothing to worry about. Your worrying day is over. We walk by faith and not by sight. You can't worry in faith. You must constantly release your faith. You got that? Yes, sir. Keeping your supernatural substance and evidence flowing. Keeping your supernatural substance and evidence flowing. Look at Romans 12:1 quickly. God wants my body. God is saying, give me my body back, and I will make it supernatural. Don't give my body to the world. Don't give my body to your flesh. Don't give my body to your senses. Don't give my body to technology. I want my body back. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. God lives in your body. Your body on earth is God's house. God travels in your body on earth. You are a powerful being because you got the greatest person in the world in your body. You say you're a child of the living God. He's living in you. God wants his body back. We didn't give it to sickness, disease. We're going to die at 72. God said, give me my body back. Let me make these decisions because you're messing up. You done got in this society. This society done told you a lot of stuff, and you believe in them more than you believe my word. Now, you in a church ain't going for that. Help me, Holy Ghost. I said, you're in a church that's not going for that. You got a pastor not going for that. I'm not going to be hearing that out your mouth tomorrow. I can't make it. Shut up. Anybody ask you about what you can do? What he on the inside can do for you? I'm here to represent God, not you. You will tell me what's going to happen. I come and tell you, thus said the Lord. It's over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You must constantly release your faith, Hebrews 11:1, keeping your supernatural substance and evidence flowing. Keeping your supernatural substance and evidence flowing. Keeping your supernatural substance and evidence flowing. Are you wholly sanctified? 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. Are you holy sanctified? And the very God of peace sanctify you holy. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at the 24th word. Faithful he that called you, look at him. Wait a minute now. I got to do this or he going to do it? What's my part? Let him do it. Stop giving all these substitutes about how it's going to happen. Follow his instruction. Let him show you what's going to happen. And then Romans 12:1-3, because those are sanctifying points from your infirmities to the mind of the spirit, to the will of God, to the love of God, call of God, and the purpose of God. Then it says in the 28th verse, Romans 8:26-28, all things work together for good for them that love God. All things work together. Listen to that. All things work together for good for them that love God. Well, all things. He didn't say something. It's all things. So whatever you're going through now, if you know the truth going to set you free, you know it got to come out in your favor. If you stand in the right stance, in the spirit, God going to work it out. Somebody online, get delivered. Catch a hold of this. Whatever it is, if you stay in position, in the spirit, God going to work it out. I declare I speak for him tonight. I trust him. I've seen over 52 years. He never failed. He always will work it out. If you're dealing with something tonight, you need something to come to pass tonight. I come to tell you tonight, it will come to pass. If you hear what the Lord is saying to you tonight, he will work it out. If God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Huh? He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Anoint my head with oil. Oh, Lord. My cup is running over. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Is your life over? So goodness and mercy still follow you. Every now and then you should look back and say, hello, goodness. Hello, mercy. You stand up here with your educated self saying, I ain't gonna do that. I'm not talking about no education. I'm talking about faith. Come on, son. He received your seed. He restored my soul. See, he's sowing. I'm not gonna tell you how much he's sowing. He's starting out like I started out. But these other guys, sowing, I let them sow so you can know you can get there. Oh, yeah, you can get there. Oh, yeah, I've been down that road. I keep telling you, I saw Fred Price. I said, saw Fred Price. Fred Price just sowing. I couldn't sow with him, but I kept sowing. 500, he sold 1,000 Sunday, 500. Keep sowing. I'm not going to stop y'all from sowing. Money coming brought sowing. Money coming to God. So many people out of debt. Money coming to God. So many people went on the car lot and the man tried to get him to go in the office. He said, I don't need to go in the office. Go get the car. Not one, not two. Every minister that is tight with our ministry, their people have taken off. Businesses, multi-million-dollar businesses have taken off. We're going to see a wealth transfer. Y'all sit down a minute. Y'all trying to make me close. But I'm on a different diet now. I tell you the truth, I'm hungry. But I ain't gonna eat nothing crazy. My body is not gonna rule my eating. Well, I'm gonna dip in on something y'all now. I'm gonna ask two questions. What is your favorite food and what is your favorite sickness? And you eat it and repeat it. That's good. Most pastors won't say that. They're scared they're going to lose your membership. But I'm trying to take you somewhere, man. Yes, sir. I want y'all to be here. And I want y'all to know that whatever sickness you're dealing with, you can turn it around. Don't just depend, I don't know why I got over. Don't just depend on the medicine. Do some meditation over your mouth. Stop saying hallelujah, this is good. Good for what? No, I'll get off and I say, oh, Lord, I wish you move away from there. There go my favorite hamburger. Yeah, I know. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, this is a good one. Oh, stop interrupting the supernatural repairing of your body. I didn't even know that was there. I didn't even know that's the next one I was going to. Isn't that something? The Holy Ghost, stop interrupting the supernatural repairing of your body. Isn't that something? Ooh, James chapter 1, verse 1 through 5. Stop interrupting. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptation. What? Why? Knowing this, that the trying of your faith work patient. Keep going. But let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Yeah, that's the verse I'm going to go to. The next verse. Verse 5. That is right there. Whatever the situation is. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. I bet you never asked Lord, what should I stop eating? Because you don't want to hear it. Didn't want me to pray all night. And none of y'all never prayed that prayer. I ain't even prayed that prayer myself. Lord, what you want me to stop eating? What is messing this up through my mouth? You never prayed it. Ain't planning on praying it now. I know I'm dealing with people, man. Oh, my. Wisdom. I just need that wisdom. Stop interrupting the supernatural repairing of your body. The only point you can interrupt the supernatural repairing of your body is you. God, right now, every point on the sound of my voice is supernaturally repairing your body right now. He's doing it. He's doing it. Ask him for supernatural wisdom about your health. All right, I'm about to close. Listen to the next point. The main cause of faith failure is not having your total man submitted to God's direction. The main cause of faith failure is not having your total man submitted to God's direction. Now your spirit is not going to disobey God. 2 Corinthians 6, 17 through 20. I'm not going to read it. Now, can you say this? In this lifestyle we're talking about never failing, you got to be able to say this. Oh, my, this is scary. Lord, I give you full control of my body. Oh, my. Huh? Oh, my. Now, the Holy Spirit is going to minister to you about how Satan got in through your mouth. And your body will change with you. If you start making change, your body will fall in place. Might not fall the first night, second night, but they finally gonna fall in place because they ain't got no choice. See, why I'm over there, Lord? Your body can't go in the refrigerator without your mind. Ain't nobody said hallelujah. Knowing how to deal with a faith-failing body Genesis chapter 3, 1 through 7, Matthew 4, 1 through 4. Knowing how to deal with a faith-failing body. Anybody that's sick, B-O-D-Y, that's sick, is a faith-failing body. Faith don't allow sickness and disease. Just write your scripture down. Write your scripture down. Y'all want me to answer that phone? Turn to Proverbs 18:21. We might read that one. I'm going to make a statement. I'm going to give you a principle. Proverbs 18:21, because I'm about to close in a minute. Look at this. Look at this voice. Look at it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life. Your death and your life is in the power of your tongue. You let your flesh talk, you're going to die. You let your mind talk unrenewed, you're going to die. Now get this. Decision or division is always knocking on your door at all times. Decision or division. Which one you going to take? Proverbs 18:21. Next point is operating in the spirit of faith, never in the spirit of fear. 2 Corinthians 4:13, 2 Timothy 1:7. Got two more, I'm going to close. Walking in the dominion of the spirit and not in the weakness of the flesh. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Put it up there quickly. 2 Corinthians 5:7. Walking in the dominion of the spirit and not in the weakness of the flesh. For we walk by faith and not by sight. Meditation and praying in the spirit is the two most powerful ways to flow. Amen. Joshua 1:8, Psalm 1-3, 1-3, Romans 8:26-28. Now let me read this prophecy. It takes about 3 minutes without interrupting it, because I want you to hear it. Like he gives him, I'll shut it down if you let me. I made you to be the most powerful being on earth. Nothing can stop you and nothing can hold you down. It's time for you to flow in your supernatural benefits. Stop selling for what the world is offering. Create your world by the faith and anointing I've given you. Better, better, better. From this night forward will flow everything. I just opened a new door for you. Yielding to my spirit is the highest move you can make. As you do, limits are eliminated. Good God Almighty. We must keep the vows, plural, of believing and speaking open at all times. Speaking love, power, and a sound mind. Amen.